Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Americans split over Trump's second indictment. Joe Biden clears his schedule for an emergency dental procedure. Target continues its woke death spiral. And China opens a new spy base 90 miles from Florida. That's all coming up. And then we will have your message of the day. But first, a new ABC poll shows the American public split down the middle over Donald Trump's second indictment. The former president will be arraigned in Miami today. The survey finds 48% think that Trump should be charged. 47% think it's politically motivated. The indictment is the second faced by Trump after being first indicted on charges stemming from the alleged hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. But this is the first federal indictment of a former president. Not to be outdone, Senator Chuck Grassley announced on the Senate floor that there is a foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden and has audio recordings of his conversation. 17 recordings, 15 with him and Hunter Biden, and 2 between him and the then vice president, Joe Biden. These recordings were allegedly kept as an assurance policy for this foreign national in case he got into a, quote, tight spot. Chuck Grassley indicated that the then vice president may have been involved in Burisma employing Hunter Biden. Stay tuned. Joe Biden cleared his schedule Sunday and Monday due to a toothache. He eventually needed a two-day root canal. Is that a thing? A two-day root canal? The unexpected procedure was confirmed by the White House physician. Target's market cap has fallen nearly $16 billion after promoting transgender clothing for kids. The stock dropped another 0.4% this week. Target's market value was over $74 billion before the pride displays made national news. And some of the transgender community launched their own boycott when Target's displays were dialed back a little bit at some stores across the country. According to U.S. officials, China has been operating a spy base in Cuba since 2019. We found out the other day that China wants to open up a spy base in Cuba, and now we find out they've had one for the last 4 years. The operation is part of a global effort by Beijing to upgrade its intelligence gathering capabilities. China's paying Cuba billions of dollars as part of the agreement. White House spokesperson John Kirby said, quote, "What I can tell you is that we have been concerned since day one of this administration about China's influence activities around the world. Certainly in this hemisphere and in the region, we're watching this very, very closely." Well, not that closely, clearly. We have your message of the day next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. By now, you've seen the video of the two thieves at the Lululemon in Atlanta just casually walking out of the store with as many clothes as they can carry. And the two employees, the two women who worked there, yelled at him, said, "March out of here," and then walked out of the store and took a picture of their license plate. In a sane world, they would be promoted. They would be getting a bonus for caring so much about the company and for doing what they could to stop shoplifters. But we don't live in a sane world, and they got fired. And the CEO later justified it, saying, quote, "It's only merchandise." And I get it, of course, but we're at a point in our culture now where it's not only merchandise. It's whether or not we want or can handle living in a civilized society. It's now more than merchandise. See, we used to live in a high trust society in America. If anything, the highest trust society. And now we live in a low trust society. And this leads to the end of society. This leads to social breakdown. The CEO of Lululemon is promoting a permanent 100% off sale at all of his stores. Is that a good business decision? Are there going to be business consequences for that? Of course. And there are social consequences for all of us as well. One of the great things about America, and one of the reasons why we've been such a prosperous country, is because we're a high trust society. It's one of our greatest natural resources, but we're now becoming a low trust society. This is a poll question they've asked Americans for decades. Do you trust your fellow American? And we used to be in the high 70s. Yes, we do trust our fellow Americans, but now we're down to 58%. And if you look at the countries with low trust, countries like Kuwait, 27% trust their fellow Kuwaitians. Peru, 28%. Chile, 29%. Brazil, 35%. Kenya, 25%. We used to be in the 70s. I think Donald Trump would have called these countries blank hole countries. I don't want to become any of those countries, but we are well on our way. Walgreens in San Francisco, they have new stores where you walk in and there's a kiosk, just a digital kiosk, and you pick what you want on the screen and someone brings it to the checkout. There's no more walking around in stores. There's gas stations now where it's the same thing. You're not allowed in the store. You have to look through the bars and talk to someone and they'll bring it to you. Not only can we not have nice things, we're not even trusted to walk into stores anymore. That's a low trust society. That's a failing society. A high trust society has farm stands on the side of the road that leaves the vegetables out with a little Folgers coffee tin there that says, "Make your own change." A high trust society, you can leave your bicycle out in the front yard at night and accidentally leave your garage door open and not have everything stolen. A high trust society, you can have a tab at the local grocery store or restaurant. A low trust society has every single item in a store behind lock and key. Which would you rather live in? So at this point, no, it's not just merchandise. The question now is whether or not we want to live in a civilized society. When people in a church lose faith or trust in God, the church inevitably collapses. When people in a society lose faith or trust in each other, the nation collapses too. We have to stop the people who are destroying our trust. Coming up next, why is the left so insistent on putting Trump behind bars? We'll explain next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Damnatio Memoriae. This obsession with destroying Trump is nothing new in human history. The ancient Romans had a term for it. Damnatio Memoriae means condemnation of memory. If you committed treason or some horrific crime, your name was removed from everything. Your face was removed from any paintings or chiseled off of statues, removed from inscriptions, all writings about you destroyed. This was a fate worse than death. You would be removed from history like you never even existed. We have a similar version of this today, our mobs tearing down statues, literally, and canceling people from polite society. The goal from the left is to cancel Trump from existence, throw him in jail and throw away the key and prevent him from ever having a voice to the outside world ever. It's an instinct as old as time. It's our version of exiling. People today want to exile Donald Trump. We call this Trump derangement syndrome. I would say it's back, but it really never left. TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. It has infected deep into the brain of so many people in this country. Some may never recover. But it not only burrows into the brain, it also burrows deep into your soul. It becomes a part of your identity. Trump derangement syndrome is your identity. Hating Trump is your identity. You become so blinded to everything around you, to all sanity, to all relationships that you have in your life. You start to hate family members. You get divorced from your husband because you can't believe he would vote for the orange man. Now, one aspect of TDS that's very fascinating is it leads to your own destruction. Gad Saad has this idea of the idea pathogen. It's when you have an idea that's so bad that it changes your behavior to the point of self-destruction. His example is when a mouse is infected with this parasite, Toxoplasma gondii, where the mouse loses his innate fear of cats and becomes attracted to cat urine, which eventually inevitably leads to the death of the mouse. Progressives who have TDS, it causes them to do things that makes Trump stronger, and they can never figure out why, but they don't even care because they're so deranged, nothing will cause them to reassess. They've never sought to understand Trump or understand the Trump voter, which will lead to their own demise and inevitably their worst nightmare, more Trump. I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Hope you have a wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.